Juba resident Jackson Tho Attack says he smokes marijuana every day. He began smoking when he was 24. Attack says his uncle, who was a paramount chief in his village, would regularly smoke marijuana at home, and when he was away, Attack would smoke his leftovers. Attack believes marijuana has medicinal properties and can help you feel better under many circumstances.
As for me, no any other sickness can affect me apart from flu, cough and malaria. And the malaria usually attacks when I have not smoked. The rest of the sicknesses cannot enter into a body of a person who smokes marijuana. Even when the killer disease, corona, came, we took with people who never ever smoked. If it is not treatment, why do people look for it?
Jame David Kolok, executive director for the local NGO, Foundation for Democracy and Accountable Governance, says some area youths use drugs because they are unemployed and have nothing to keep them busy. And he says some youths smoke marijuana to drum up courage to do some things they normally would not do.
Most of these young people who are referred to as Torontos do not do this if they are not intoxicated. And they have to use marijuana to be able to have the courage to grab people's bags, to have the courage to break into people's shops, to have the courage to be able to rape women, to have the courage to be able to attack people on the highways and so on.
Kolok says marijuana use should be criminalized.
It should not only remain in the legal document. It should be made a public issue that do not only look at punitive measures, but also looks at the engagement of young people in marijuana as a national concern.
Kolok is urging parents, teachers and community leaders to have an open conversation about preventing youths from smoking marijuana and taking other substances. Dr. Remo James, a physician at Juba Teaching Hospital and Morobo Clinic, says smoking marijuana can cause side effects that may lead to loss of memory or could induce negative, sometimes even criminal behavior.
You can lose your sense of eating. You can stay like you have satisfied. You can stay for 3 days without eating. Two, can reduce your sexual morality. You cannot feel. Thirdly, get you mad. You can wait naked on the road in the future. That's the impact.
Dr. James says there is no clear treatment for people addicted to marijuana except counseling. He says the government should create programs to support the nation's youth who have addiction problems. Major General Daniel Justin, spokesperson for South Sudan National Police Service, says police arrest drug smugglers at the border.
We are dealing with it right away from the border, but those who manage to smuggle it, we have on the checkpoints anti-drugs officers checking the travelers in regard to the drugs to make sure that these drugs are not allowed to the town. Yeah, and even we went as far as we have some fields where it is grown in the southern part of Juba. Yeah, we reached those fields and we destroyed them.
Justin says police have destroyed marijuana plantations in Western Equatoria and Yei areas. He says whenever police arrest someone involved in marijuana production and is convicted, police ban the substance in public. Justin says people who consume illegal drugs will be arrested and punished in South Sudan.
The sentence is there. Sometimes if you are a trader, you go for 10 years imprisonment, you see, and so on. And the user is the one chargeless period imprisonment.
Chapter 26 of the South Sudan Penal Code 2008 under offences involving dangerous drugs says a person who commits the offence of unlawfully possessing or using a dangerous drug upon conviction shall be sentenced to imprisonment for a period not exceeding 5 years or pay a fine or both. For VOA News, I am Winnie Serino in Juba.